I can't stop moving my mouth. I shush but I'll shout. Something's got a hold of me. Those words coming out like froth from the sky. The dream boat sailing into stormy weather. I see a salty debris.
Saturday morning again.
Thought I'd do another podcast. That was the live version of All That Talking by the Cat Empire.
I'm logged on to Windows 7. I've got my Mac set up with Boot Camp. I've got OS X Lion on one partition and Windows 7 on the other. I've been playing some Battlefield this morning. So I decided to stay in Windows 7. So that came out of Spotify. Whereas last time I played the album version from my iTunes. I don't have much of a plan for this podcast. It's been about a week since I recorded the last one. And I don't feel so nervous with this one. It's sort of been looking forward to doing it all week. But I was just waiting till I was really in the mood to actually do it. The only thing I really had in mind to talk about was the new Strokes album. I spent all morning listening to it. It's called Come Down Machine. And I'm just getting it up on Spotify here. The album cover's not much to look at. And the album, I thought, was pretty understated as far as the Strokes go. My favourite track is the first track, Tap Out. It's got some cool lyrics, but the thing I really like about it is the sort of... the boppy guitar, sort of what I like to do myself on my guitar on the telly. I don't know who's playing that part, whether it's Nick or Albert. So I don't know what guitar they've used to play the boppy bit, but I'll just play a bit. Oh, gotta get past that screeching. That's not really the boppy bit I'm talking about. It's coming up. I'll let you know. No, not yet. Hang on, I'll skip to it. I think it's actually... I think this part of the song is called the hook. That really gets you going for the chorus. This part here. That bit there where it's sort of... the muted pick, a little turnaround at the end of the bar with the mute pick is my favourite bit, probably of the whole album. And the bass fellow, he's got pretty cool bass lines throughout this song too. I'll stop it there because you have to go listen to the whole album yourself. There's really not that much, there's not that many soaring guitar riffs that the Strokes really like to do. Like one of my favourite songs by them is Undercover of Darkness. Everybody would have heard that. This one, of course. So there's none of this. Yeah. see the guitar has, it's more processed and it sounds a lot more, I don't know how to explain it. It's more garagey. The guitar doesn't stand out in the mix. Doesn't soar like that. Sort of a bit more fuzz in the background, but it must be Nick doing the solos. He still has a few, and they're pretty good. But I think what really gets you the album is not the bits that stand out, not the solos, not the guitar solos. It's the slower songs. There's quite a few of them, and just the melodies and the way the guitars play against each other in the melodies. That's the Strokes, Come Down Machine. You should definitely listen to it. Tap Out is my favourite track, and 80s Come Down Machine is pretty good as well. And you've heard One Way Trigger. That's the one with all the falsetto that they play non-stop on Triple J. That's pretty good. It's a good song. It's one of the best on the albums, but Tap Out I enjoyed more. That's all I really had planned to talk about on the podcast, but see, as I've spent a bit on the Strokes, we should probably talk about other music that you need to be listening to. I don't think Triple J plays enough of the music that I think you need to listen to. And I've spoken to a few of my friends, and they agreed that the Hottest 100 this year was pretty average. Nothing really stood out. Lots of songs that end up on commercial radio got voted for, but just nothing really exciting. I don't think it's the Hottest 100 has been that exciting since King of Leon had a song up the top, which is, I can't even remember, Sex on Fire. When was that? I'll look it up. I just type that into Google. So, Sex on Fire by the Kings of Leon came first in the Hottest 100 in 2009, and I'll read you the top 10. Sex on Fire, Kings of Leon. Electric Feel, MGMT. You Somebody, Kings of Leon. This is in order from 1 to 10. Walking on a Dream, that was a good song. Empire of the Sun. Kids, MGMT. Talk Like That, Presets. The Festival Song by Pez featuring 360 and Hayley Kramer. Don't remember that one. This Boy's in Love by the Presets. That's Not My Name. The Ting Tings, that's a pretty cool song. Jimmy Ricard, that was a good song too. Interesting that it's two Kings of Leons, two MGMT, and two songs by the Presets. I don't really like the Presets, but actually Triple J have been playing a few of these more electronic type songs that I'd never really liked. This sort of caught my interest. That one of them is by the Presets. It's called Fall. It's a bit like, goes a bit like this. I don't really like this kind of music normally. There's just something in the middle of it, the way it all built up. And there's a bit more of more dynamic to it rather than just doof doof. But I also quite liking the Andy Bull song they're playing all the time. Keep Running. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I like On Top by Flume. I don't like it very much, but it's okay. Caught me the first listen. I wouldn't listen to it in its entirety very often, I don't think. Oh, Adrian Lux, Teenage Crime. That was a really good song. I look up when that was in the Hottest 100. Because that, I think I even voted for that. That was in 2010. And it came sixth. That was a good song. Huh, they're playing Tap Out on Triple J right now, apparently. You can listen to it live. Good song, that one. My favourite one. Probably talked long enough for people to stop listening that don't deserve to know what sort of music they should listen to. Ready? You should be listening to post-rock and the following bands. Explosions in the Sky, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Because of Ghosts, Stars of the Lid, and then some more shoegaze ambient stuff. A Northern Chorus. And then some other stuff. And then actually some bands that Triple J play. The National, you must listen to. And there are some others that I might say for another podcast, but those are the bands that came to my head right away. If you haven't heard their stuff, then I don't think you have listened to enough music. My favourite song of all time. I don't listen to it very much because I like to keep it. I like to keep it fresh, as Louis McCurdy would say. I listen to too much Triple J, obviously. It's all Triple J references. Even though I started off by saying I didn't think it was that great. I don't think Triple J are playing very many good songs currently, but I really quite like the Presenters, the new batch. I really like Louis, he's my favourite, and I really like Gemma Pike, she's not on much. Zan is okay, but she just talks the same way every day. Gets a bit boring. Louis and Gemma are probably my favourite, and Tom and Alex are okay. So I'm going to go and make a coffee now. Been warming up my Sylvia for the last 20 minutes or so. So I'm just going to run some water through. You might hear some coffee machine noises. In the meantime, I will leave you with my favourite song of all time. It is by Explosions in the Sky, and it is called it's not on here. I'm still trying to find it. I know what it's called, but I'm not going to tell you because I want to do... Oh, I can't play it for you. Sorry, Spotify doesn't host it. So I'm not going to tell you what song it is. I'm going to save the name of the track for when I can actually play it for you. But I'll play you my another one of their songs that I really like. It's called The Moon Is Down. It's very... It has a really long drone in it. That's when... what's his name? The long-haired bloke. His name is... I think it's Manuf. Munaf. Munaf Rayani. He gets down on the floor. He's got his... I think he's got an Ibanez guitar. He's got that on... And he's got a huge Fender stack. He's got his guitar on the ground and he duct tapes an Ebo to the bridge of it. So it's really loud. And then he uses a slide to do the really long drone guitar solo while he bashes a tambourine against the ground in the live version. It's pretty cool. So I'm just going to put this song on, The Moon Is Down, and I'm going to make a coffee. You'll hear some coffee noises in the background, and I'll be back to talk some more. going to turn that down. So I've made my coffee. I might leave that on in the background, actually. So I really like this song. The thing I really like about it is the drumming. There are not enough bands that have really good drummers as the focus of their songs. I've always been drawn to bands that have really good drummers. Blink-182. This band, Godspeed, they've got two drummers, or a drummer and a percussionist. The National, they do some, that drummer there, he does some really cool stuff. And beats are one thing, but when it's just when it's the drummer doing it on the kit and the drumming stands out in the song, I think that makes for a really good song. I might turn this song back up again when we get to that drone that I was talking about. It sort of becomes the focus of the song. We're already 5 minutes and 50 seconds into the song, so you got to be committed to it to get to the good bit. Unlike most songs that are played on radio, play the radio edit or the short version, or the songs, any song that's of any length just doesn't get played. They think people get bored or something, I don't know. So these beans that I made and coffee from were from... well, maybe I shouldn't tell you. No, they're from Crema Coffee House. They're okay, they're well and truly stale now. They're my backup beans. I didn't really like them even when I first opened the pack. But that's okay. They're okay. Even stale, it's not too bad. It's still better than anything you get from any major chain. So I hear the drums are building, and I think in this part here, this is when Munaf is setting up the Evo with the duct tape, because he's sort of quiet at the moment. And then the other bloke on electric guitar is Mark. He's the one that does the really high soaring trills. You can hear Munaf coming in with his Evo while Mark takes the song a bit higher with his higher trills. He plays a Fender Jag or a Jazzmaster. I think it's a Jazzmaster. That's really nice. You can hear the Evo coming through. We're at eight minutes now. The song goes for 10 minutes. But I really like it. I don't think it's music to study to. People that I've talked to and got them to listen to this, or other bands, Sigur Rós is another one, they always go, oh, it's really nice music to study to, because it's, you can have it on the background and it just floats along, and there's no... It's really easy to just sort of tune in and out and do your work and have it on in the background to keep you focused. But I think that is a waste of this music, personally. I think you have to play this music loud and be absorbed in it. Because if you're not listening to it without other distractions, you miss all the subtleties. I talked about college. A bloke in college, Pete, got me onto got me listening to post-rock, and it's the best present anybody's ever given me. He just lent me a couple of his CDs, and this band was one of them. And I listened, actually, The National was the first one. Back in, that was in second year of uni, I think. I was really into punk rock. That was my favourite. So I like Blink-182, if you can call them punk rock, but sort of, but I guess even post-punk.
That's
the
George,
new punks.
We know that.
Interpol was one band that I really liked, but I hadn't listened to a whole lot of. I just paused this. Sorry, phone's ringing. So yeah, so as I was saying, Interpol was one band that I really thought I liked, but I hadn't listened to a whole lot. But I really was really intrigued by them, especially when I saw the video clips for Rosemary on Rage. I was invited over to Pete's room, and he said I could pick any CD. He had about 400 CDs there. He said, you pick any CD that you like. So I picked Interpol. And he pointed out that I really just liked the loud, angry music, he called it. And I listened to... He said he gave me a few at the same time. I listened to Interpol, but he gave me a couple of albums by The National. He gave me Alligator and Boxer. And I listened to them. And I made the same mistake that I just mentioned earlier. I listened to them as I was studying, and I came away just thinking it was all at one level, and I couldn't get into it because all the songs just sounded the same. Just the vocals were out the back of the songs. I couldn't hear the lyrics, and it was just sort of really soft guitar that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. The songs just sort of droned on, and they didn't really pick up at any point. Whereas Interpol and National are very similar, but Interpol is a bit more loud at times. But when I listened to Interpol, it was not at all what I expected anyway. But so I gave the National CDs back to him, and I didn't listen to them again for probably 18 months. But then I decided to give them another go, and they are now one of my favourite bands, and I've seen them live. I had to talk about shows I've been to live as well at some point. But I'll just give you an example of what I mean by the songs floating along in the background, not really going anywhere. And I think probably the reason I came away with that impression was because I was listening to them as I was trying to study. I couldn't get into the songs and appreciate all the subtleties. And The National is definitely a band that you need to listen to without other things going on to appreciate all the subtleties. This is a song from Boxer. That was the first. I listened to the albums out of order. I listened to Boxer first when Pete lent it to me. This is one of the singles. It's called Slow Show. And if you like The National, you'll really like this song. But if you don't like it, I'm going to talk over the top, so you have to focus on me and the song. And you'll see why I found it really hard to get into at the time, because I didn't focus on the song and nothing else. So I was trying to study for uni, so of course I wasn't going to get the most out of the song. You can see what I mean about the lyrics. He's a baritone and his voice is at, not at the top of the mix, sort of at the back, and it's not very dynamic at all, but if you listen to it and really get into it, it is the best kind of music, I think. It makes a lot more sense than pop, that's for sure. Makes a lot more sense than anything that's ever been played on a commercial radio station. And
so I'll just talk about copyright, because playing all these songs, I'm sure I'm breaking copyright laws.
But I'm taking a leaf out of Joey's book from the podcast I spoke about last ep, How to Be Unpopular. He said that most skating videos, they just break all the copyright rules producing their videos. They put the music in without following the rules, and they sell those videos. So if they're not going to get in trouble, this podcast coming out for free, it's not going to get me in trouble. Also because nobody's ever going to listen to it. And I don't think I've even posted a link for it yet, so that's another thing. I haven't decided if I'm going to post a link for this podcast on my Facebook or if I'm just going to put it through Twitter and not put it on my Facebook page, because I think there's something to having to look for things, having to look further than what's given to you by the television and the radio and your friends and the newspaper. If you have to look further to find interesting things there, then what you find feels more special and it's more worth listening or looking at. Triple J might play one song occasionally by some of the bands I like. They play a bit of The National because for some reason they decided to make them famous. But they don't play the best songs. They just play this song. Why do they play this song, I wonder? Probably because it's a good example of The National. It's got really good drumming and it's got everything that makes a good National song. It's got piano and it's got a big drone to it. And then it sort of builds and builds. It's got the horns in the background, and then eventually when it gets to the chorus, doesn't explode, but it does take off a little bit, and then it all makes sense once you get to the chorus. So that's probably why they play this song a bit. But probably the most liked song of The National that's never played on radio, it's actually been in a movie now, so now it's a bit more mainstream, it's About Today. And that was my favourite song by them. It's in the movie The Warrior, and what makes it the best song is really the wall of noise at the end of the song. But now that it's been in a movie, I might have to find another favourite song, because I try not to be a hipster. Hipster, I think, somebody that goes out of their way to find things that aren't popular to identify with. But I don't like jumping on things that other people really like. This is probably my favourite National song since I decided not to like About Today so much, because it was in a movie. It's called Conversation 16, and the reason I really like it is the video clip, because it's got John Slattery from Mad Men in it, which is a really good show that you should watch. It's another show that it's not really on TV. SBS played a season or two, I think, but really late at night. I think that's not how. I just saw the ad on SBS and decided to buy the DVD on the ad before I'd really even heard any reviews or anything about it. But now apparently it's quite a popular TV show as well.
It's a
I really like it. I've lent all the DVDs to my sister, who's watched about 3 or 4 episodes, and she doesn't really like it, but I don't think she's watched enough of it yet. She needs to watch more, because it really creeps up on you, like a lot of these national songs do. I don't know. It's strange. Mad Men, if you haven't watched it, the main character, Don Draper, is probably the worst example of a human being. What he does, which is what will define him, is in complete opposition to my values. So he cheats on his wife, and it's basically a show about him cheating on his wife and having multiple wives and cheating on them, but it's hard to stop watching. I'm not sure why, because I think at the end of it, if you watch through all that, it becomes obvious that he doesn't like doing that, and it just is an example of a weak human, which is all of us. We all break our own rules, I'm getting really deep, but I think that this is the purpose of this podcast. I didn't really express concisely in episode 1, but I said I'm not good at talking, I'm not good at expressing myself, and this podcast is really to try and improve my talking skills and get stuff on my head out, get my thoughts out of my head, because when they build up and go round and round, trapped. And there's more to that, but I'm not going to get into that this episode either. That was Conversation 16. It's one of the better songs. Well, all the national songs are very good. You can't say one's better than another, but that is my favourite. I like that song a lot. Been a lot of music in this episode, and I want to play some more music. Oh. I'll see if the Spotify's got any of the Northern Chorus. They do. Ooh. But they don't have... Oh, hang on. I'm getting a phone call. I'll just pause for a sec. So yeah, that was just my wife asking me what I wanted for lunch. I think we're gonna have sushi. That'd be nice. So she'll be home soon, which means I have to stop, because I don't want anyone else on the podcast just yet. I will have some guests on here, I think, eventually. So I might do the wrap up, and then I'm going to play the song that is... This song is the gateway song to A Northern Chorus. It's by no means the most beautiful of their songs, and there are lots of other songs that are better. But this song is, I think, a good song to listen to get into this band, because it is, of all their songs, the most pop structured song. So it will make sense to you, because it's like the songs you're used to listening to, but it sounds like A Northern Chorus. And it's got Wall of Sound, and it's got Soaring Heights and all that kind of stuff that Northern Chorus is really good at. Lots of other songs that I think are better, but just as this song starts, I'm going to do my sign off, and then I'm going to let this song play out, and then that'll be the end of the podcast, because I'm going to have to go eat some sushi. So, as usual, thank you for listening. I can't really say as usual yet, because I've only done two, so... But this is going to start off what will be the usual. So hit me up on Twitter, Pufferfush, how a New Zealander would say pufferfish. And this is A Northern Chorus from the album A Million's Too Many. It is the Canadian Trio. Enjoy. Beautiful.